Eric, years ago there was a study with psychologists did with regards to selection of a doll. There was a white doll and a black doll. Can you give us a little bit about that and how that might relate to where we are in history now with Black Panther up on the screens?
So the study you're referring to was done by Kenneth and Mamie Clark, and this was done during the 50s, 60s. They were very big in the civil rights movement. And when they did these studies, it was part of a larger view of trying to understand that at that time people were discussing segregation, separate but equal, and all that stuff. And, you know, and they and others were arguing that this segregation, this sort of two-dimensional representations of minorities that are generally negative, or the idea that you're somehow othered, you know, is actually harmful, you know, because the people who were proponents of separate but equal were saying that it's not. And so the black doll, white doll study, they looked at black children from segregated schools as well as integrated schools. And they found that generally, first and foremost, that when given the opportunity to choose between a white doll and a black doll, you know, they were asked, you know, which is the good doll, which is the nice doll, the preferred doll, most of the children were choosing the white doll. Right. And then when asked what's the doll that looks like you, they would, you know, choose the black doll, but they were their nonverbals indicated much more sort of what they called at the time sort of self-loathing, eternalization of prejudice.
They second class citizen the doll.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so part of these studies actually helped sort of get rid of, you know, through Brown versus Board of Education, helped to end segregation because of this demonstration that separate but equal is not equal, right? And it's doing horribly toxic things to children. Mm-hmm. And so having more diverse stories, more positive representation, more authentic representation is going to be good. Very uneloquent, but no, it's going to do wonders for self-concept and identity for members of these groups. And as I, you know, and it's going to do wonders for all of us because
it's going to help not just the black kids looking up at the screen, but it's going to help the white kids as well.
Yeah, it's going to make our self-concepts, and it's going to change it from us versus them to we.
So Christopher Priest, who wrote quite a bit of the Black Panther in the 1990s. Has a scene in which Evan Ross is in Wakanda for the first time, and Evan Ross is accompanied by an African-American woman who is coming to Wakanda to join the Dora Milaje, which is the female royal guard of Wakanda. And the scene is set in a monorail that's in Wakanda, and Evan Ross has his reactions, and then he looks over at her, and he says, "Hey, you all right, Queen?" And she says, "Sure, it's just," and then there's a big tear coming out of her eye. "They're black people, you know. We're riding in a monorail into the world's most technologically advanced cities. I've read about it, of course, but being here, seeing these beautiful faces, it changes everything." And then they jump out of the train, and Evan Ross gets hugged by Zuri, who is the Black Panther's muscle man, because they've developed a bond. So it's a real nice recursion into acceptance and seeing yourself. Yeah.